The American Parkinson's Disease Association will be holding their Optimism Walk Sunday, May 19th. Check-ins at 11 a.m. The event activities are at 11:30. The walk itself starts at noon at Bowditch Field in Framingham. So today we're talking about it with the Northeast Director of the Association, Bill Patjane. Bill, it's great to meet you.
Great to meet you, Joe. Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure to talk about this. Parkinson's disease, I'm sure, as you know, is something that affects a tremendous amount of people, but it's not something that is talked about a lot, right?
Yes, that you're correct. Actually, 1.2 million people in the U.S. have been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and over 20,000 individuals here in Massachusetts have been diagnosed with PD. And so our organization does a lot of work around helping support the family unit, the complete family unit related to PD.
Because it's not just the patient, it's the entire family that's affected by it, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us about the association first, if you can.
Sure. So the association started on Staten Island as a family foundation in 1961. We've been here in Massachusetts since the mid-80s. We have a large infrastructure in the Boston area as well as throughout the entire state. We provide programs and services to individuals with PD as well as their entire family. And we have an information and referral center at BU Medical Center, and that's an invaluable resource for individuals with PD in that they can call at any time to get information about PD and to find resources in the community.
Absolutely.
And there's no cost associated with it.
How is that possible, Bill? What's the funding sources for the association?
Yes, so we have a wide range of different funding sources, one of which is our Optimism Walk on May 19th.
Right.
Very important event for us, not only from a fundraising standpoint, but it's our largest community event in Massachusetts. Hmm. And so that event raises a substantial amount of money for us to be able to provide the programs and services throughout the entire state.
Yeah. How long has the walk itself been happening?
So there's no distance walk related.
Oh, okay.
And so that's a question that we get on a regular basis. And so what we'll do is we'll have people come, register for the event. Registration starts at 11 o'clock in Framingham at Bowditch Field. And individuals will have the opportunity to interact with different partners, different drug companies that will be there, and different institutions that will be represented. What we try to do at the Optimism Walk, and we've been successfully doing this for almost 40 years here in Massachusetts, actually the first walk for our national organization started here in Massachusetts.
Really?
Almost 40 years ago. Hmm. And what we try to do is just make sure that we're connecting with the community as much as possible. And there's a lot of strength and optimism associated with our walk.
I was going to ask about the name, you know, and what's the meaning behind that?
Yeah. So the name is that what we want to try and do as an organization is help people live life to their fullest. Mm. Right now, there is not a cure for Parkinson's disease. What APDA does is we strive to help individuals lead life to the fullest. Mm-hmm. And that is really what the organization is all about. Mm-hmm. So we provide exercise program support groups, online education programs, in-person education programs, and many other resources here in the Boston area.
Yeah. Do you find that there is some kind of a stigma still attached to Parkinson's disease, at least in talking about it within families or within the community?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the really important thing related to Parkinson's disease is that each individual has a different progression as it relates to their symptoms. And there are motor symptoms such as rigidity and slowness in movement, and then non-motor symptoms, you know, bladder, sleep issues. And everybody progresses, or many people progress in a different way. Yep. So their needs are, you know, different. And what we try and do as an organization is get them included in support groups. And support groups are critically important to helping them, number one, connect with other people that have PD, and there's a sharing of information. And then additionally, in the support groups, what we try and do is educate them about the process related to, you know, dealing with their situation. Right. And each one is a little bit different.
Okay. Yeah.
We also do a signature program called PRESS, which is an 8-week program that is delivered currently in Massachusetts on Zoom, and that is delivered by a licensed clinical social worker. And each week, and there are 8 sessions, each week is a different topic.
Hmm. Now, are these services available to families as well as the individual?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yep. And what we try and do is we try and include as much of the family unit as possible.
Right.
The care partner is incredibly important, not only to help the individual with PD, but also, you know, their health is critically important to making sure that they're able to maintain their high level of support.
Yeah, it's really important.
Really important.
I have personal experience with Parkinson's in my own family, so I know, number one, how degenerative it is for the individual that's suffering from it, but also for the surrounding family to watch that individual, the loved one, go through that. As equally as debilitating, it's, you know, you feel as if you're being robbed of that person as who they were, and trying to adapt to the new reality. There's a lot of complications and a lot of dynamics going on, I'm sure, within these support groups.
That's right. Yeah. And having a resource like APDA in the community, yeah, is, as I said earlier, invaluable. There are many organizations in our space, and all of them do great work. But what APDA does differently, especially here in Massachusetts, is we're on the ground, we're phone call away,
right,
we're involved in the community.
Quite honestly, I wished our family had known about the APDA at the time. So do you find that a common comment, that folks aren't aware that you exist and that you have these services available?
That's something that we hear on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the really important things that we've experienced is, first of all, there's an increase in the amount of people that have been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease over the course of the last 2 or 3 years in our experience. So there are more people looking for services.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Generally speaking, what happens once they get diagnosed is that if their doctor knows about the local resources, they'll provide them with information. These days, there's such a backup related to getting to the correct neurologist or the correct movement disorder doc that doesn't always happen. So individuals are getting diagnosed at different levels in the care continuum.
I see.
And so what happens is the doctor may not know about our services, and the individual, you know, might just be going home and searching on the internet,
yep,
to try and find some resources.
Yep.
And so what we hope is that they'll find us, because we certainly can provide them with a lot of local programs and services to help them.
Sure, yeah. How did you yourself, Bill, get involved with the association?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
So my experience is that I worked in the health club business before starting in the nonprofit world. And so I was an exercise physiologist that worked with individuals that were in the senior population.
Okay.
And part of that was I got to work with people with various, you know, different ailments,
mm-hmm,
one of which,
mm-hmm,
was Parkinson's disease.
I see.
And so that was my experience firsthand. I had a friend of mine whose older brother was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease just after I graduated high school.
I see.
And that was my first interaction with that. And so exercise is an important component related to managing Parkinson's disease. And so I've spent 10 years in the nonprofit world and blended that with my background related to, you know, healthy living and exercise physiology. It provided me with a blend to really, you know, support the organization.
Sure.
Not only from a fundraising standpoint, but helping also manage programs and services and all those partners that,
yeah,
we have.
Now, as you mentioned, there is no cure, if you will, but there are treatments that are available, right, to manage the symptoms?
Yes, So there are a lot of, there are two things. One is that, you know, you want to make sure that there's a clear diagnosis. Secondly, there have been new forms of the common drugs that are used with dealing with Parkinson's disease that can help with the symptoms. And the other really important thing is that the research around exercise, in that exercise can change the trajectory of the progression of the disease, is incredibly important.
Really interesting.
Yeah, that's the one thing that has been found to, you know, change the progression of the disease.
Yes, yes. So we can talk about the event itself on, again, Sunday, May 19th, and it's at Bowditch Field on Union Avenue in Framingham. Is this where it's typically held, Bill?
We've been at Bowditch Field. This will be our fourth year.
Okay.
We did a pause during the pandemic, but this will be our fourth year at this location. And what we like about being in Framingham is it's central to the state.
Right.
So we actually draw from Western Mass all the way out to Monterey. We have support groups, Monterey Mass.
Hmm.
We have a bus coming out with individuals that will attend the walk. And we draw people from all over the state,
mm-hmm.
so north, south, and west. And so Bowditch Field is a nice central location.
Okay. And tell us about that day. What will actually be happening?
Yeah, so people will check in. They'll get a T-shirt if they've earned a T-shirt.
Okay. How do you earn a T-shirt?
You raise at least $100 or donate $100.
Okay.
And for individuals that cannot attend the event, there's still a method to donate to the organization. And you can go right to our website to donate to the event if there's a reason for you not to attend. But yeah, you earn a T-shirt for $100. You earn a T-shirt and a hat for raising $500, and you earn a T-shirt, hat, and medal if you raise $1,000. And that's our circle of optimism.
Okay.
We'll also have, you know, fun. We'll have a DJ. We'll have an MC for the day. We also have a raffle. We'll be providing kids activities during the day, so the event is kid friendly.
Okay.
We'll have partners that will be providing information about some of the programs and services that they provide. And it's just a fun event. And we look forward to having as many people as we can. In the Northeast, this is our largest event that we do from a participation standpoint. And so we're very much looking forward to having a large audience at this event.
Yeah, how many people typically participate?
Anywhere between 500 and 1,000 people will attend this event.
Okay.
And some of the participants will come day of to attend the event.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's a great event.
No deadline to register,
no
right?
No deadline. Yeah, no deadline.
Okay.
If you're interested in the cause, number one.
Yes.
You don't have to have any sort of association, but if you're interested in the cause, certainly come out. If you're interested in finding out more information about PD and all the great things that APDA does, certainly come to our event. It's going to be a fantastic day.
You have a guest speaker or an award recipient that'll be on?
Yeah, we have an award recipient this year. So each year, one of the things that the APDA does is that we do Sean Thornton Service Award winner. And Sean Thornton, who is a previous Boston Bruin here in obviously in Boston, had a family connection with PD. His grandmother had Parkinson's disease.
Okay.
And so he's been a very important contributor to APDA in Massachusetts. And so it's been almost 10 years that we've identified a community member that is the recipient of the Sean Thornton APDA Service Award. And this year, it is one of our longtime board members, who is also a professor at Stonehill College. His name is Alex Yen.
Hmm. And he'll be speaking that day as well?
He'll be speaking and receiving the award, yes.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Now, it's not an actual, you said it's not an actual walk that we think of in terms of a walk. So what is it, just kind of a field day event? Or
It's a field day event.
Okay.
So there will be a walk component
as
part of the event. And so We get the question of distance on a regular basis.
And
so if people want, so we'll be on a quarter mile track.
Oh,
if
okay.
people want to walk, the total distance would be 3 miles.
Okay.
But we have people, individuals that, you know, cannot, you know, do that distance.
I was going to ask about that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. whatever they can do. And so,
okay.
you know, we'll have people that are able to do the longer distance. We'll have people that are having assistance mm-hmm. around the track. We have some people that have wheelchairs mm-hmm. around the track.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a handicap accessible event, and so we'd love to have you there.
About how much does the event typically raise, Bill?
Each year we raise in the range of $150,000 for this event, which is a pretty significant amount.
Yeah,
this is our largest event in the Northeast.
And are the funds directed to any specific area within the APDA? Or?
So funds raised at this walk help us provide programs and services here in Massachusetts. So the Information Referral Center, we have at BU Sargent College, we have a call center there related to physical therapy and exercise that we support. We support our local exercise partners, so we provide community support. In special cases, we have financial hardship. And we also, there is expense related to delivery of the support groups.
Okay, sure. For folks watching who are experiencing Parkinson's disease, either themselves or within their family, what is your message to them today, Bill?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. My message is, you know, maintain optimism, connect with APDA, if possible. Try and find some sort of connectivity. Mm-hmm. PD can be a very isolating disease, and what we've experienced and what we hear on a regular basis is that individuals that have been diagnosed live in isolation. And what we want to try and do is get them engaged with APDA so that they understand that they have a community to help support them navigate their journey.
Sure. I would think there's strength in numbers, right? If you know you're not the only one going through that.
That's right. That's right.
There's power in that, right?
There's power in that. And that's what we do as an organization. We're a grassroots community organization, and that is really the focus of what we do.
Yeah. What is the number one kind of challenge or hurdle when dealing with Parkinson's disease to overcome?
A really important part of it is to make sure that individuals have the correct information. Mm-hmm. And there seems to be, on a regular basis, in our experiences, mm-hmm. that there's a lot of misinformation mm-hmm. around mm-hmm. out there. And APDA is a reputable organization. Not only do we provide programs and services, but we also fund national and local research. And that's incredibly important.
Yeah. Are you hopeful about that research going
forward,
really?
Yeah, there have been some, there have certainly been some updates as it relates to not only the diagnosis part of PD, but also in trying to identify the cause and cure. And so we are hopeful with that.
Yeah. Do you see it transcend within families, in terms of genetics?
There is thought that there is a hereditary component to it. The experience that we have, our position on it, is that there could be a genetic predisposition mm-hmm. and then potentially an environmental trigger. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The other really important thing that APDA does is that we have local and national advocacy. Mm-hmm. And so the one thing that we've done within the course of the last couple of years, after things opened up a bit here in Massachusetts at the State House after the pandemic, is we presented on three different bills here in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. One was a PD registry bill, and that passed, and there's a PD registry national bill that is being presented. So what that will do is actually physically identify the exact amount of people that have Parkinson's disease.
Okay.
That's one. The other is that APDA presented a bill about PD awareness. So we have an online certification that people can take if they go to our website, and it's directed around first responders. Hmm. And so what we hope is that individuals that work either in healthcare or are first responders will take the training, so that if you're a police officer or a firefighter and you come upon somebody that has PD, you won't misinterpret yes. what you've experienced,
yes.
which
yes.
is incredibly important. The other bill that we presented here in Massachusetts, along with the Massachusetts Firefighter Union, is that the bill related to firefighter disability related to Parkinson's disease, and we're hoping to move that all forward.
Okay, all right,
yeah.
all right. So there is, much like around Alzheimer's disease, there is more action happening now around Parkinson's disease
yes.
as well.
Yep. Yeah.
Do you utilize the advent of social media now? Does the association have a presence on social media?
Yes, so okay. we have all the social media channels or the major social media
sure.
channels.
Yep.
So we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Okay.
So, yeah, and if individuals are interested in finding out more about APDA and the things that we do, you know, certainly go to our Massachusetts Facebook page and
okay.
follow and like, and, you know, follow us on Instagram.
Okay. Is there opportunity for volunteers at the association, Bill?
Yes, there are.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so we have multiple events throughout the entire state. And so this will be number one now, but mm-hmm. we also have a golf tournament in Plymouth in August, which is sold out.
Mm.
So there might be volunteer opportunities there. We have a Cape Cod Walk coming up in September, and that will be at Falmouth High School. And then in November, we have the APDA Magic of Hope Gala. And that's another fundraiser that mm-hmm. we do this year at the Four Seasons, downtown Boston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
very
so
good.
There are plenty of opportunity for volunteer. Beyond that, you know, we're always looking for individuals to help. And you know, there are various things that they can do. They can, help with delivering an event. They can help with perpetuating the message. They can help us with, you know, office-related things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are a lot of different things that we can have volunteers
okay.
help.
Where is the association's main office located?
Our main office is at BU Medical Center.
Okay, that's your main
yeah.
location. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, any types of donations that the association needs other than monetary in terms of supplies or services?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So right now with the walk, we've got a raffle that we're going to be delivering for May 19th. And so if anybody has a raffle item that they'd like to donate to this event or the golf event in August or the walk in September or the gala down the line, certainly, we'll be looking for donations related to the walk in Falmouth that will be in September.
Okay.
And so water donations, food donations,
oh,
raffle donations.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's up for raffle in Framingham? Do you have any idea what the prizes are?
Yeah, we've got yeah. not only a raffle, but we also have a silent auction.
Ah, okay.
And so, yeah, we've got a wide range of different things that we'll be raffling off. You know, fun items such as, you know, microwave, you know, things, gym memberships,
okay.
restaurant gift certificates. And for the silent auction, we've got a few things. We've got a gym membership to the Jewish Community Center in Newton, a year membership. We also have Red Sox tickets. And so, yes, yeah, a lot of
what?
Fun
no,
stuff.
No Bruins, Bill?
No Bruins.
You have to get Sean on that.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah, so we will have Bruins tickets down the line,
yeah.
certainly at our gala. And that is a high visibility event.
Who knows? Maybe the Stanley Cup.
Maybe the Stanley Cup. Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to share with folks?
No, I'd love to. You know, first of all, thank you, Joe, for having us here. Again, if there's any information that you need, certainly reach out to the APDA. We'd love to see you at our Optimism Walk on mm-hmm. May 19th. please reach out if you have any questions or would like to participate. We'd love to see an increase in participation numbers for that event. We're certainly poised and planning to deliver a large event, and we hope that everybody in the community that is either interested in the cause or connected to the cause, we hope that you'll come.
Excellent. Well, we hope we've helped shed a little bit of light on it for you here today and on the association's great mission as well. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And thank you for watching us here at AEM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.